so Megillah Chaf Aleph Mem Aleph. Okay, so this is a Kriyas Torah Sugya. So it says like this. Koreas Megillah. So it starts with Megillah, but we're basically going to jump straight, go through it to get to the laning. Okay, Koreas Megillah, Omed, V'yoshev. You can read the Megillah sitting or standing. Kara Echad, Kiru Ashnayim, Yatsu. You can have one person read it, you can have two people reading it. There you go. There's no din of Trekola Mishtamai. Makom Shnogol Levarach, Yivarach, Shol Levarach, Levarach. In a place where there's a minhag to make a bracha after the Megillah, you make a bracha. In a place where there's a minhag not to make the bracha as the Megillah, also. The bracha afterwards is telling a minhag.
Have you gone over that
point? No. But that's the Megillah. So again, we're not, I'm just reading that because they started doing it in the Mishnah, but we're not doing that. We're doing the laning. So from here on in is laning, okay? Okay. V'sheni v'chamishi v'shavis v'mincha korin shlosha. Okay, so on Monday and on Thursday, and v'shavis v'mincha, and on Shabbos v'mincha, korin shlosha, you read, you have three olam to the Torah, right? Three olam to the Torah. Ein pochsem hem, ein mosifin olam. You don't have less than three, nor are you allowed to have more than three olam. Ein maftir menavi, nor could you have haftarah. Okay, there's no haftarah. Hapoches v'achosem b'torah, mevarech l'pnei alecha, and the first and the last make a bracha before and afterwards. Okay, let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, b'sheini v'chamishi b'shabes. Ezra tikin shiukorim b'sheni v'chamishi v'bavakama perig meruba v'hachash minan d'shlosha hin koin v'levi v'yisrael. So it tells you there's three olam. Okay, so I guess the takana is over there, but the fact that there's three in levi v'yisrael, that's here. That's this mishnah telling you there's three olam. V'ein mosifin olam, you can't add. So why can't you add? Shelo yikshe l'tzibor, so you don't make it difficult for the tzibor. Because the Monday and Thursday are work days. So you start doing extra aliyahs, it's going to take people away from their work. Extra olam. V'shabbos b'mincha samach l'sheichahu. And Shabbos mincha, it's like close to dark. Sharei kol hayom ha'yirgim l'drosh. So they used to learn, there's a drasha all day, during the daytime. So it's getting close to dark, and I guess you don't want to be kasha to the tzibor to force them to stay for more aliyahs. So both on Shabbos, when they've been learning all day, and on Monday and Thursday, where they have to get to work, you don't want to be kasha on the tzibor to do them more than is absolutely necessary. So takana was three. So you don't allow them to add extra aliyahs. It's very nice that the gabbai wants to add extra aliyahs, but it's not right to the tzibor. And halachically, it's a din in the olam. I mean, it's a din of how many people you're doing it. I don't know if there's an exact shear. I mean, it's a minimum of three psukim each. But I don't think there's a... Like, halachically, the number of psukim isn't codified. At least there's a minimum of three. But the number of olim registers. So the thing is, you start doing more olim, it takes more time. But, I mean, it could be by the same logic. If you start doing a million psukim, it's also going to take more time. But I don't know, That's not what they're talking about. I don't know if that's halacha, but arguably, if you do that, it probably would violate the spirit of this halacha. I just don't know if that's part of the halacha here. The halacha is talking about the olam. The thing is like this, is the takana, I mean, we're going to get to Shabbos, but I mean, the takana on these days is definitely three. Takana on Shabbos is definitely seven. Now the question is, if a tzibor wants to optionally take on more than the takana, they're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to be machmir, because the chumrah is being creating a tircha on the tzibor. So you have no right to do that to the tzibor. But on Shabbos, that's the takana.
Can the tzibor take a whole tirch on themselves?
No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you have a vote and everyone votes that they want to, I don't know. It could be that never happens.
Wow.
There's never been a tzibor who's agreed on anything before.
Right, that's reasonable.
So, but typically the person who's going to be Mosif is the Gabbai or whatever. And he's saying, this Rashi's learning is a din because it'll be a tirch, it'll be hard for the tzibor. Okay. So, fine. V'ein maftirin, so there's no haftorah, mishum hai time agufe, because that very same reason. Right? If you're going to have haftorah, also it takes longer. It's a tircha for the people. Okay. Now that's not clear if he's saying, is that why you're not allowed to, or that's why they didn't set it up? Right? Because the three were saying it's why you're not allowed to add more, optionally. But Is this ain't maftir and why you're not allowed to, or why they didn't set it up, or both? I mean, arguably it's part of the reasoning of the takan also, but yeah, okay, I don't know. Then a posich v'achosim b'gemar mefarish. So the Gemara is going to explain what this means, the posich, poches and the chosim. Does it mean that each person makes a bracha before and then afterwards, or only the first one, only the last one, right? Okay. Fine. Good? Mm-hmm. Further in the Mishnah. So on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, okay, which will be clear at some point, the days where basically there's a Musaf, but there's no full Isra Malacha, right? They're like kind of sort of work days, but yeah, there's not, there's a Kabbalah Musaf. Korah Narba, you read four Elias. Again, you can't detract, diminish, nor add. And also, you can't be mafter the Navi. The one who reads bracha, you make a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Okay? Zeklal. This is the klal. Kol sheyesh bo musaf, any day which has a musaf, ve'eino yantov, and is not a yomtov, tachol, korin arba'ah. You read four. Okay, Rashi. And we'll see if in Lame Brosh Hadashim Khal Moid Nami Ika Bitl Malacha. So there's also Bitl Malacha, right? Why, if the Rashi's whole reason why you can't add on is because Bitl Malacha, so you're saying it's, oh, and Rosh Chodesh and Khal Moid also is Bitl Malacha is Dabar Avid Mitaris. So on, at least on Khal Moid, I mean, Rosh Chodesh arguably there's no Samalacha altogether. Plain shot. But Khal Moid there is, but Dabar Avid is Mutter. So there's still people sometimes work for Dabar Avid. So therefore, it's saying that similarly, you can't just start adding on because some of the tzibor is going to have davar avid, and you're going to take away from their ability to do that. So there's emos even. There's the takana, and then there's what a tzibor could opt to increase more than the takana. The takana is that there are four aliyahs. That's the takana. Now that's, you can't say that it's a tirchah, so we don't want to do it. That's the takana. No, no, it's like this. It's like if you're worried about bothering people, so figure just don't go to shul. No one daven, don't lay, don't do an halal, don't do musaf, don't do anything. But look, you can't violate the halachas, the halachas, the halachas. So it's not saying the chachamim are saying we're not going to make takanas because it's going to bother people. The Mishnah is just saying is, why can't the tzibor decide to add on more aliyahs on their own, optionally? The thing is because of tircha. What Rashi is bothered by is, like, I understand why you can't ain't pochasim. You can't do less. Takana is three aliyahs. You can't do two. Takana is four aliyahs. You can't do three. That's takana. But why should there be a takana that you can't do more? What kind of halacha is that? Just say halacha is you have to do at least three, at least four, at least five, at least six. Right? Why is there a limitation on how much more you do? Right? L'kala kavod, a tzibor wants to do more, great. So Rashi feels the need to justify that. Why is the halacha bidafka three, bidafka four, bidafka five? That's he's saying, it doesn't make sense. They should just be a minimum. So he's saying, no, it's bidafka because when they're setting it up, they recognize in setting up Tkriyas HaTorah, there is a tircha on the people, and we are setting it up that the tzibor is obligated to do exactly our amount. And we're not letting them do more because that's going to end up causing the tzibor to get upset. This is the amount that we say is the right amount, and we're not allowing anyone to do any more. This is the minimum, but we're not letting anyone do more. Now, four, they're saying it's important to do four on Rosh Chodesh. Now, could you do more? No, you can't do more. Why? Because it's going to be a tircha. Right? I mean, it's strange. It's a little strange to say that that's like they specifically formulated it as a maximum as well. Because they're worried about tircha. I mean, it's like, is that part of the takana? That they set it up that you're not allowed to do it? Or is it some sort of super edit halacha that the tzibor is not allowed to do that? It's not clear. I mean, it could be, to answer your question, Ariel, arguably they set it up as there are four. Not a minimum of four, but there are four. Why they set it up as a strict halacha? Because it's going to be a tircha on the tzibor. But now that's the case, even if you take a vote, it could be, look, the takana is four. You know? Like, it could be Rashi justifying why the takana is a bedafka four and not just the minimum. He says, no, because they didn't want it to be a minimum, because then you can have tiachan and tzibor. But now that they set it up, arguably it's part of the takana that there was a halacha that there are four aliyahs, period. I would think. But the other way to learn is, no, that really the halacha is minimum of four. But it's just a separate halacha that you're not allowed to add on more because mitzvah of the tzibur. In which case, then you could ask Ariel's question. Let's say the tzibur votes, then maybe an ochanami. You know, but then it would be more of like a, if you learned it as like a super added iser to bother the tzibur. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. It sounds that Mishnah is saying this is the kana for Elias ain't folks and emosivim. It's exact. It's a strict halacha. Four and no more nor less. We'll see. The Ron is going to have a different way of learning this. Okay, and this whole reason why you can't do more. So, you see, Chazal were sensitive to the fact that people are in shul. They don't necessarily want to be there forever. It's a tercha. Some people love being in shul. Most people, you know, they're in shul to daven. They don't want to be wasting time. No extra, you know, added stuff that's not necessary. It kind of makes people harder to concentrate on the tefillah itself. So people, you see, when these shuls make a lot of osafas, it's annoying. It is annoying, and the Chazal are sensitive to it. But it's annoying for the tzibur, and you don't have to, especially people have to go to work, and they start doing all these things, it takes away from people's tzitircha. So it's one thing with chayiv, it's chayiv. People, listen, I think people could understand that, look, I'm going to shul, and whatever I'm chayiv to do, I'm willing to put up with. But now if my shul wants to start adding on their own optional songs, or this, or that, or whatever, that's what really irks people. Some people, I'm not saying it's different people, some people like it. But, you know, you start adding things, it's a kasha on the tzibur, and you see Chazal are sensitive to that. Okay, a little further in the Mishnah. Then it says, Yom Tov Chamisha. There are five aliyas. Yom Kippurim Shisha. Shabbos Shiva. Ein Pochus Mehem. You can't have less. Aval Mosifin Alehem. But you could have more. Okay? It's not clear if the going more is going on. I mean, is it only on Shabbos or is it going on the Yom Tov and Kippur and Shabbos?
Right.
It's not clear. It's grammatically, it's hard to tell. Right? Umaftirim Benavi. And you have a Maftir on the Navi. That presumably is going on all three. Yep. So maybe it's always going on all three. Just in passing, what's the idea of an haftarah? So as far as I could tell, when I did some research, no one seems to have any authoritative knowledge of where this tekana came from. But I mean, obviously, there's brachos and everything. It's like Gemara's talk about it, it's nice to talk about it, it's definitely early.
The Rambam doesn't bring
it
down?
He does, but I don't think he says where it's from.
He doesn't bring down the stairs in the
I don't think so. No, I don't think there's like, maybe the Abu Dharam has something. I mean, I can't remember exact sources, but it wasn't like, nothing's authoritative. It's not like clear where it came from. So there's some rumors that has to do with that. The Gaim didn't let us read Torah. The question is, were they let us read Torah or they let us read Navi? It's like not clear.
They didn't know Navi.
They didn't know about Navi. Okay, but they do. I mean, the Christians certainly know about Navi. It's not clear who these people are, you know? Who's the mysterious people. But, I mean, like, it's, you know, it's hard to fully accept it, right. You know? And so they not even had these scrolls, but they're littler and they're blind. I don't know. It's like it's hard to work out practically. But I mean, that's one of the theories out there. I wanted to say, I don't know if someone maybe think of this, but it's like the Torah is Torah's Moshe, but Nevi'im were given later when people are like at certain eras. It was necessary to give Moser to the people. That's the idea of the different Nevi'im, is to give Moser to the people, to give them a consolation about the future and Moser on the present and all that. So given that the different Navi expanded upon the different Torah. So the Chachamim at some point instituted that the Divrei Nevi'im should be learned by us. It's not enough for us to learn the Divrei Torah, but the Navi was given for us to talk to the people of who need help in following the Torah, and they need the words of the Navi to highlight, to bring out certain ideas in the Torah. So therefore the Chachamim expanded upon the Takana of Leining to include reading some Divrei Nevi'im. Right? They say, what do we need the Divrei Nevi'im if we have the Torah? Ask that to the Nevi'im. But apparently the Nevi'im saw that people needed the Divrei Nevi'im and saw fit to give the Musar and the Divrei Nechama and the Divrei, you know, whatever, different, you know. So it could be that in times of Galus, in times, I mean, each thing for whatever. But the Navi does take the messages of the Torah and convey them to people who aren't necessarily getting it fully from the Torah. So that's the idea of Nevi'im, are bringing the word of Hashem to the people. So in order to, like, people don't learn Navi nowadays, for example, but everyone listens to Haftorahs. So it's like Haftorah is a way to make the words of the Navi resonate in people's ears. I'm just speculating, but, you know, given that I couldn't find any convincing, convincing source of what it's from, so that's, you know. It's not a later invention. It's in the Mishnah, so it's very old, but yet at the same time, there's no explicit, as far as I know, explanation, certainly not early, of where it came from, what its source is, why it's of its origin. But I think what I'm saying is, you know, it's almost like why it's like I'm saying it's like follow flows from what the dinner of Inavim are. It's like once there is Navi, then naturally it's reasonable to people to learn Navi. And it's a way of building the learning of Navi into the Jewish life, so to speak. But I don't know, it's still someone should say where it came from, who set it up, who made it up. But there are brachos on it. Right? There's brachos. I mean it's so it's an early thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah, the Ran. Let's look at the Ran on the Mishnah. Okay. So the Ran is in the back. Now there's some strange. I don't know if you're aware of this in Megillah, but in the Prakim in Megillah, we have the third parak is called Hakorei Omed, and the last one is called Bnei Ha'ir. Okay. But in the Rith's book, it was the opposite. Bnei Ha'ir was the third, and Hakorei is Megillah Omed is the fourth. Okay. There are saying there's some other Masechtos. I don't think it's the only Masechta, but so the fourth in the Ran is really in the Rif is the third in our Shas. Okay, so whatever, just pointing that out. It comes in the Ran at the end, so if you're looking for it, it's out of order. But that's fine. Just whatever. I don't know. Somehow it's apparently Machlokes with the actual order of Yonasi set up, I guess. So whatever. I feel like there's another place where that happens, but I actually can't recall offhand where it is. I don't remember. Okay, so it says like this. So it's on Daf, in the Daf Harif, it's the Aleph on the base. Okay? The Aleph on the base. So it says, okay. So good. So the Rif, you're right, the Ran is, the Rif breaks it up into two separate Mishnayos. Okay? So it's really on your base, on the base. Okay, so the Mishnah says, he quotes our Mishnah, so then the Rif, the Ran says as follows, Ein pochsim avu musifan aleihem. Okay? So it says, you're not allowed to be poches, but you're allowed to add on. Midivre Rashi zal nira de'akulu hanach yomi koi. So it sounds from Rashi that the allowance to add on is on all these 3 days. Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. Why? The kivon she'asurim b'malacha, osifan aleihem. Because since these days are asur malacha, you're allowed to add on. They're like elamechim shem et malacha. Right? You don't have to worry about being batalam, right? Because what was the whole reason why you weren't allowed to add on according to Rashi? Because people are working. You're going to be batalam from work. And even on Chol HaMoed, well, they're still doing Devar Avod, so it's still going to be a bitul people. But on Yantif, no one's working. And on Yom Kippur, no one's working. On Shabbos, no one's working. So what's the difference if people sit in shul for an extra few minutes? It's not there, they're not going anywhere. Important, like they're going to get all upset if they have to be in shul for an extra few minutes. Right? And it's kind of true, like I feel like in general, people are running out of shul on weekdays. They have work, they go to work. But on Shabbos, it's like, look, I mean, you don't go to lunch, whatever, but you know, people talk after shul, it's like more of a relaxed thing. Okay. So that's, and that's how it sounds from our Mishnah, right? It sounds that way, that the Avon Mosifan Elohim is going on the last 3 days, right? On the Gishayom is basically good. Okay, Avon Acherim Mefarshim, but others explain, De Nehi De Ein Pochosim Koyakulo. It's true, the idea that you're not allowed to diminish it is going on all of them. Avon Mosifan Elohim HaShabbos Bilachot Koy. The halacha that you are allowed to add is only going on Shabbos. Okay, Abu Bishar lo. But the other days you're not allowed to add. Kidei shlo lahashvosam l'Shabbos. Shuadavinayim. Right? So you don't equate them to Shabbos, which is greater than them. Right? Shabbos is the greatest Yom, and it has the greatest amount of aliyos. Now, if you're going to take Yom Kippur and do 7, then you're equating it to Shabbos. If you're going to take Yom Tov and make 6, it's going to look like Yom Kippurim. So the idea is you have to maintain the levels. There are levels of Yomim. If you notice that there's Yom Chol, then there's Yom Chol that has Mosuf. Then there's Yontif, which is the basic edition of the Yom, but there's still a little Melachas Ochal Nefesh. You're still allowed to cook, right, and do that stuff. Then you have Yom Kippur, which are good question why Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Actually, it's a Machlokas Tanaim, which one is 6 and which is 7. But we hold six on Yom Kippur. Six Yom Kippur is kares if you do malacha, and Shabbos is skila. So that's arguably the difference. But whatever, there's a higher kedusha of Shabbos than
Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is kares if you do malacha, Shabbos is skila.
Yes. So saying, so given that there are these levels in the laning, the aliyahs reflects, I guess, the level of the day. And we'll see. The Gemara, there's a Gemara. I'll try to find it in a sec. But there's a Gemara which says that the laning, it's an obviousness still, but the level of the day is indicated in the number of aliyahs. Right? There's this upward sequence. So it's saying is that now if you're going to add aliyahs on any day other than Shabbos, you're going to render it or make it look like it's the other day. So Shabbos, you could add more because well, it's the max. You can't get higher than Shabbos. So if you add 5th aliyah, what do you think? It's Shabbos plus Tuesday or Monday. There's no dangers. So that's what it's saying. Right? So, Kshol HaShvos and L'Shabbos, you other minay. With Shabbos, Dafka, the most yifin, Mishin Deleka, Yom HaDah, the minay. The Yatir, Minyanana. There's nothing else more than Shabbos. So that's the way the Ran is learning. Or at least Achirim. We'll call it the Ran. But I mean, he's saying is Achirim Mefarshim. So we'll just call him the Ran because you know it's not disclosed back here. So basically, the Ran's theory is that the reason why you can't add on is not because you're worried about the Am and Bitul Malacha and Tircha and all that, but it's in a certain sense a more intrinsic type of reason, right? You know what I mean by intrinsic? It's like Malacha the Am. The other way, Rashi, it's like really intrinsically you could add more. Really intrinsically, it should really just be a minimum, right? Rosh Chodesh should be a minimum of 4, but if you want to do more, great. But the Rabbanon capped it because you're worried about the people. Right? But according to the Ran, he's saying, no, it's like part of the very same reason they set up 4, no less, no more, it's the same reason. No less, no more, because Rosh Chodesh is a 4 aliyah day. It's not a 5 aliyah day, it's not a 6 aliyah day, it's a 4 aliyah day. Shabbos is 7 or more, because that's fine, it doesn't infringe on any other day. Right? So you got an argument here. Right? You have an argument going on here. Which is that, is it like intrinsic in the Takana that you, I guess, you have this like Havdalah, if you will, between the days. Right? So yes, Ariel's asking, you can point this, why if you're worried about Tircha, the people, on Shabbos, you don't add more at Mincha because you're going to Terech the people. They're learning all day long, they're tired, whatever, so then why in the morning are you allowed to add? So I think Ariel Chai is saying good is that they're asking, there's an idea, it's like the end of the day. They've been learning all day, it's getting late, they're tired. And now you do the lane and now you start adding more. It's like no one has the head to start adding. Like in the morning, yeah, the day is just getting going. It's a day of learning. They're happy they don't add a little extra learning, okay? There'll be less time on the drasha, whatever it is, however it works out. But in the afternoon, it sounds like Rashi's describing, like the people are tired, the day is moving on. It's hard for the tzibur to start adding on, extra aliyahs. Some of Hashaychah, it's getting near the end of the day, they've had enough. It's true, you never see a chazan do a long mincha, right? You imagine a chazan got up there and started really singing chazanas and mincha. They'd get him off, they'd throw him out. Even people who like the Chazan HaMasif, no one has the nerve to try it at Mincha, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me read you, if you want, you can look. It's Chav Beis Amud Beis, is the rule here. It's the Gemara, it says like this. It's just in the middle of the Gemara, I'm just going to jump in. But it's like a third of the way down. It says, Shel Moed is the beginning of the line. Chav Beis Amud Beis. It says, Shalmo, Ella Nikod Hai Kol Abiyatcha. You could hold this klal in your hand. Kol de Tfele Milsa Mechavre, any day which is more than its friend, Tfele Gavra Yisera. They add Tafile to Gavra Yisera. They add on an additional Gavra, an additional Ola, person who reads, right? Hilkach. Virosh Chodesh Umawe Dika Karban Mosaf Korin Arba'a. Biyantif Da Aser Vasiyas Malacha Chamisha. Biyom Kippur and the Anash Kares Shisha, right? Because it is a malacha, but it's also Anash Kares. Shabbos, Ikes Reskila Shiva. Right? Okay, so I didn't make that up. That's from that Gemara. Okay, so is there Rashi? Kol Tfei Milsa Mechavre. It's low down the Rashi. Kol Yom Ha'odef Davar Mechavero. Any day which has an additional thing from its friend, so you have an additional right? Yeah. Okay. So that's the part apparently the takana, right? And now we have machlokas here. Is that according to Rashi, intrinsically? Right. You tell me. So what's the difference? I mean, before we give a whole full blown svara, but what's the difference between Rashi and Ran? And I understand that exactly. Right. Rashi is saying it's a minimum. These days have minimums, right? Each day, when you add a special new element to the Rabbanan, up to the minimum amount of aliyahs. Now, there's a maximum. Yeah, that's because of a different problem. Because of Tircha. But intrinsically, this halacha has nothing to do with Tircha. This halacha is really just the minimum. And if people, there's no Tircha problem, like on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, and, right, then you can do more. So these are really, according to Rashi, these are minimums. An additional day requires at least one more aliyah. Right. According to the Ran, they're specific. They're dafka. They're not just minimum. They're every day has like a tailor-made number of aliyahs. Right. And they're, you know, there's like relative rankings of the days. Right? So you can't just add more. Specifically, Yom Tov has five aliyahs, period. Doesn't have at least five aliyahs. Shabbos, though, it's interesting. Shabbos has at least seven. Because Shabbos is no problem, right? They didn't set it up dafka. Which is interesting. It's like not, you know, it's not symmetric exactly, but the sense it's reasonable in terms of the sense that it should be. But it's interesting halachically that you don't just say that once they're all dafka, that, you know, once one's dafka, they're all dafka. But so I think we need to explain this a little bit, right? What's the concept? It's not clear. There's not a clear sense of why additional days that have additional elements have additional aliyahs. Right? I mean, there's an intuitive sense, but if you think about it, it's not so simple. Why is that? Right? Why is that? You don't have like more brachas in Shemona Esrei or something like that for days that have more kedusha. Right? And so what's the sense? And not only what's the sense, arguably the idea is going to be different whether you're Rashi or whether you're the Ran. Right? Because they're very different different halachas, right? They're different halachas. I mean, it's possible it's the same and it's just some technical detail, but arguably the concept is going to be, whatever you're trying to accomplish might be affected by, might affect whether it's going to be a minimum or it's going to be a specific number, right? That's enough, I mean, between Rashi and Ran, is on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, you're allowed to add aliyahs. I don't think, as far as I know, I'm no expert, that I don't think shuls ever had aliyahs on Yom Kippur and Yom Tov. I haven't seen any. Good question. Simchas Torah, you get those shilas. That how do you start adding? Because arguably it's going to go against the Ran, right? Because the Ran is you're going to make more aliyahs than Simchas Torah. Are you going to make it like Yom Kippur? Are you going to make it like Shabbos?
Is it brought down?
So the Ran is saying, is that part of the takana of the laning on these different days is that the Kriyas HaTorah reflects the level of the Kedusha of the day. So the number of aliyahs manifests the Kedusha of the day. So in order to manifest it, you can't start fiddling with it. I mean, that's the Takana, to reflect the level of the Kedusha Sayyam via the laning. So if that's the case, so now if you start messing, and you start adding, now you're not reflecting anymore. If on Rosh Chodesh you're going to do five, you're reflecting that Rosh Chodesh has a Kedusha like Yom Tov. So you can undermine the very Takana. Takana is to manifest the nature of the Kedusha. Now, in a moment, hopefully we go further. It's all strange. Why would you? It's a strange thing. Why are you manifesting the nature? You know, if you want to make an announcement, like what's the idea of inlaining manifesting the Kedusha Zayam? That I think, warrants further explanation. But it seems like that's what he's saying the Takana is. And that's not the Takana according to Rashi, apparently. Because if that were the Takana, then you don't have to come onto this thing, and then you wouldn't be able to add aliyahs on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. If the halacha, the very halacha is to manifest the Kedusha Sayyam through the laning, then you're not going to be allowed to add on. So apparently Rashi's not holding that. So we have to understand what then is the halacha, what is Rashi learning. I mean, Shabbos Mincha, I'd say, is it's a separate Takana, I mean, that's a different thing, but it's a separate Takana for people who don't come to Shul on Mondays and Thursdays. And therefore, they only hear laning once. So the Rashi, I think, said they add an additional laning for them, so they get at least two lanings a week. So you just have to do a minimum laning. This is not really the laning on Shabbos. It's just like an add-on laning to get people or Yoshik or whatever.
Why,
you know?
Why two
lanes? I mean, we did that earlier.
Okay, fine.
So, but the point is, the more you want, the more the better.
Okay.
So they're not around during the week, so you give them an extra. The point is, that's not really a laning of Shabbos. That's just an added laning for the benefit of people who aren't getting it. So you just do a minimum laning. Because Ariel's saying is, it's not pshat that they're trying to manifest the nature of the Yom, but there's a chova of learning on the day. Right? It's a chova of Talmud Torah on these days. So the Rabbanon are codifying that on a higher day obligates you on a higher level of Talmud Torah. It's like, as if the Yom, when it's a special day, our special days ultimately are tied in with learning. Days are about ideas. And days are events which are set aside to focus on ideas. So the saying is that the way they set it up is that a greater Yom is a greater Machayev in Talmud Torah. And that's set up by the Chova. There's a Chova, basic Chova of learning is three Leos. When Yantif is a Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed are a special day, we'll learn a little more. Yantif is even more special day, we'll learn even more. Yom Kippur is even more, learn even more. Shabbos even more, learn even more. So it's like the Takana of Kriyas Torah is the Takana that it's obligating the Tzivur to learn. So it's reflecting the higher the day is obligatory of a higher level of Talmud Torah. So more Olam means you have more of the Tzivur involved in getting up and reading the Torah. So look, if you want to do more, for instance, on Yontif, all you're obligated to do is five. If the Tzibur says, you know what? We love Torah. We want to learn more. We want to learn seven. Kol hakavod. As long as it doesn't infringe upon the Tircha of the Tzibur. That's a different problem. Tzibur, as if the Chazal saw, what's necessary to obligate the Tzibur. And if you want to add more, and it doesn't offend anybody's needs in the Tzibur, like it does on days of Malacha, then kol hakavod. You can do it. But it's like the Takana of Kriyas Torah is Talmud Torah, so they set up the level, again, it reflects a very nice idea, that ultimately our days, our opportunities, our special days, are opportunities for us to focus on ideas about the day. So therefore, the greater Yom expresses itself in a greater involvement in Talmud Torah. Right? But it's not about manifesting anything. It's more about, it's the Chova corresponds to the level of the Yom. The level of the Chovah corresponds to the level of the Yom. The Chovah of Talmud Torah. Right? The level of the Chovah of Talmud Torah, the quantity of the Mechayev of Talmud Torah corresponds to the quantity of the Kedusha of the Yom. Whereas according to the Ran, it's not just the quantity, it's the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah is to manifest, to be Mara to the people, the nature of the Kedusha Sayyam, via quantity. But you're trying to show the relative rankings of the Yom. To show where, what type of day you want to manifest, what type of a day this is. Alright? Now, what's the sense of that? Could we justify that a little bit more, Ron? It's a little bit strange idea to manifest the nature of the day, like what's what kind of halacha. Yeah, I'm thinking like this, and in line with what you guys are saying, but I'm just going to bring out an additional point. It's like the idea of the laning, right? The idea of laning on Yontif, right? Is like, it's a Yom, and you want to learn, it's like a special Yom, and there's a din of learning about the Yom. Right? Like, that's the idea. You're laning. The laning always corresponds to something about the Yom. So it's a takana. I think the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu set up for this purpose, but I can't imagine, I don't know where the Rambam is. But basically, it's a plain svara. It's like the idea of the laning is created as a Talmud Torah. And on a Yontif, you want to have Talmud Torah about the Yom. So you read the Torah Shavuksav relevant to the Yom, right? But it could be part of the Takana is not only that the Torah Shavuksav relates to the Yom, but that the minion of the content of the laning is about the Yom, and the minion of the Aliyahs manifests the character, the level of the Yom, like insofar as the halachic system is concerned. There's the Yom. There's the explicit content of what the Yom is about, and that's manifest in the open psukim and the laning. But then there's like how the Yom fits into the system of Torah in this relative sense compared to other Yom. And that's a different aspect of limud about the Yom. It's not exactly in any particular pasuk. It's more of like a meta perspective upon the Yom in the context of the halachic system. So it's saying is the takana is that the laning, besides for the explicit content of the laning, teaching you ideas about the Yom itself, But the minion of the aliyahs manifests the kedushas hayom. So the quantity of the laying reflects the nature of the level of the yom. So it's part of, that's part of a limud about the yom. That's just what I'm adding, is that it's natural to have laning be a way to show, to manifest this idea, because laning is about learning about the yom. So this is a facet of the yom insofar as the halachic system is concerned. Right? So that's the way the Ran is learning. Right? In which case, in order to manifest that, you can't be Mosif. Except on Shabbos, you can be Mosif, because then, I guess, Kol HaKavod, more learning is better. No problem. No terrible problem of the Tzibor. No problem of manifesting anything. It's clear that it's Shabbos and it's not his day. So everything's great. Well, I mean, Rashi is going to say there's no such halacha. I mean, that's not the Tagana. That's not the idea. It's, I mean, I don't know, it's a chiddush to say that that's part of the Tagana. He's just going to say the other idea. That the idea of the levels is just that there's a greater chova of learning. Each day is a greater chova of learning, so it's not pshat that you're manifesting the nature of the yom, but it's just given that it's a greater yom, it's obligatory and a higher level of involvement in ideas, but not that it's a greater mechayev, but it's not that there's a tzura manifesting. It's a simpler idea, Rashi, I think. I mean, it's a chiddush to say that they're manifesting. You're trying to teach people something through a number. It's like a somewhat of an indirect way to teach it, you know. But you know, there are different ideas of how do you understand the whole this Gemara, this idea of the klal of the system which Chacham set up of having these levels. The next thing we'll do is the Tosfos. The first Tosfos in the back. Yeah. Okay.